You're listening to SBS News.
In a country already in the grips of battling a contagion, there's another contamination. On the streets of Visakhapatnam, one of India's key industrial hubs, there was panic and confusion. Locals in the port city were poisoned in their sleep and left struggling to breathe. India's disaster response chief, Satya Pradnam, says many people were immobilised by the gas leak, with others collapsing after inhaling the toxic fumes.
There were some people who were unconscious or semi-conscious. There were people who were not able to move. There were children, there were women, there were people who are elders.
People living within a 3 kilometre radius were forced to evacuate, overwhelming hospitals. Among those immediately killed by the toxins was a 3-year-old boy. The cause is believed to be styrene gas leaking out of 2 5,000-tonne tanks, which were left unattended during India's 40-day lockdown. Heat that was building inside the tank eventually exploded. LG's local plant director, Mohan Rao, has confirmed the plant wasn't yet in operation, but was receiving maintenance.
When I came at 3:30 in the morning, the situation was such that no one could go inside. But now we are all at the tank and handling the situation.
But after making that promise, there was a second leak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was forced to call an emergency disaster meeting, later tweeting his thoughts and prayers for the well-being of Visakhapatnam locals. LG says it's investigating, but accusations are already flying from within India's government that the company wasn't following proper procedures. Locals are now demanding the plant be permanently shut. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.